I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The push is back on in Washington to pass a broad immigration reform bill. Farmers have been making the case this week on Capitol Hill. They've been clamoring for help from Washington for years now to ease immigration barriers. But as The World's Jason Margolis found out from some dairy farmers in Idaho, they haven't always been so vocal about it.
There are three things you should know about Idaho. First, the cows.
Idaho is the third largest dairy state in the country.
Then the money.
And it brings about $3.25 billion into the Idaho economy.
And finally, the people milking those cows and making all that money.
Probably about 70% foreign-born labor.
The man supplying those figures is Brent Olmsted, a lobbyist for Idaho's dairy industry. We toured a large dairy farm together. A lot of farmers don't want to talk to reporters, so Olmsted does it for them. All the men I saw at the farm looked Hispanic. Olmsted gave me the standard spokesperson response when I asked if the workers here were legal.
All the dairies are required by federal law to fill out an I-9 form, which provides identification.
In other words, they check IDs. What else can they do?
Dairymen are exactly that. They're dairymen. They're not experts on identification protocols. They're not an enforcement arm, nor should they be the enforcement arm of the U.S. immigration network.
It can be a dangerous game, though. If the workers here are unauthorized immigrants, and if the farm gets audited, the owners could be in big trouble. Although raids don't happen much, plenty of stories circulate throughout the U.S. about workers getting detained and crops and money dying on the vine. It's been like this for decades now, and it makes Idaho dairy farmer Terry Jones fume with anger.
And now what do we have? I think we have chaos, and the government's at the center of this, and I think it's shameful that our Congress doesn't get their act together and get this thing resolved. They're too busy back there worrying about who's going to get the credit for what instead of what's good for our country.
I met Jones at an Ada County Farm Bureau meeting. Don Sankey is the Bureau's president. He, too, is upset with Congress, but he also points the finger at local farmers who stay silent.
I don't think there's 10% of the workforce that are actually here completely legal. Some of these owners, that they're not all that gung-ho about getting them legal because they got a handle over them if they know they can control them that way.
I asked Greg Hill, a public policy expert at Boise State University, if there was some truth to this, that the system is too profitable to fix.
I think you're reading into it correctly, that there is essentially a shadow economy. Take the milk industry, for example. They're not paying immigrants $5 an hour, illegal immigrants. They're paying them $10 or $12 an hour. The value added to businesses with respect to illegal immigrants is that they are a mobile workforce that can fill a niche in a way that non-immigrants can't.
Conservatives like former Republican State Senator Mike Jorgensen in northern Idaho take things a step further. Unauthorized workers are easily exploited.
They're a insulated work group that is very shy. They don't want to come out and complain. They just want the money and they'll do the work. So it's definitely what an agricultural state needs.
Make no mistake, though, Jorgensen is no crusader for immigrants' rights. He wants to fix things by sending unauthorized workers back home.
Idaho never used to have illegal employees. What we had was we had a lot of high school students who milked cows and did the fruit picking and things like that. Well, now those jobs aren't available for those high schoolers.
That's a quaint argument to Brent Olmsted with the dairy farmers.
I had an experience in northern Idaho meeting with a group that made the same argument. Northern Idaho, there were a lot of unemployed loggers. They had said that Americans will take these jobs. I bet them $100 that if we went down, found an unemployed logger, offered him a job milking cows at $14 an hour in southern Idaho, that they wouldn't take the job. The group I was meeting with would not take me up on the bet because they knew that was true.
Olmsted repeats his point. Idaho's dairy farmers need a stable, legal workforce. That means granting work permits and allowing current employees to get right with the law. He's not betting on change, though. After all, we haven't seen significant immigration reform since Ronald Reagan's time in the White House. Perhaps farm owners need to speak up a little louder for Washington to get the message. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.